I say most of us are burdened and are enduring the stress of carrying a heavy burden, and we don't recognize being burdened. It is such a heavy burden, many are nearly bent in half. Everyone around us looks the same, so we don't see the difference unless the differences are extreme. Jesus is mentioning our very case in his calling to us who labor. Labor as in hard physical work. That means, yes, he's speaking to you. Within the Hebrew word for the word labor is the implication of stress from weariness. And Jesus is offering the way to enter into rest by the only door, who is himself alone. He is offering to put us on a path of alleviating ourselves of the weariness and burdens of life lived outside of the door. We cannot imagine what is on the other side of the door God presents us unless we go through to see for ourselves. We may stand outside and smell the beauty of the garden just beyond our position, but it's not enough to merely smell freedom. Everything about us wants to touch, taste, and also see. No one who ever had any hope or dreams of brilliance was excited at the idea of being a prisoner, locked in a dungeon somewhere. No one ever woke up and thought, "I can't wait to be a prisoner and a slave one day." Stop being on the outside and come home. Is there someone in your life who is constantly at the edge of some sort of poor behavior or even addiction? You, my friend, can't control it. Sure, you can mandate, and they may comply, but did you actually solve anything? And in the meantime, your heart is greatly distressed. You are weary and in need of a saving answer. All of us as parents have stared into the dark at night while our children are out who knows where, and we're wondering if tonight is the night of that terrible phone call from police bearing bad news as to the welfare of our kids, friends, or even spouse. Your mind constantly swirls, wondering if that person is doing what they're supposed to be doing, acting like you suggested to them. My dear friend, you can't control it. We can't mandate healing by our rulemaking, expecting someone to be well simply because they complied with the rules. If you do life that way, you'll always be standing on the high cliff of expectation, anticipating the long fall of disappointment. You can't control if they drink or smoke, or gamble, or any number of things that cause stress and labor in a relationship. That's a door they choose to walk through. If they drink only when you say it's okay, isn't that making it so you, yes you, are playing Holy Ghost Junior? Are you the one making the rules to break when it suits you, and to keep when it suits you, and they must toe the line or suffer the consequences of your wrath? Your power is imaginary and only works as long as they agree to comply. Sin is like that. The enemy's power in our lives only works because we, directly or indirectly, agree to comply. Romans 6:16. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? It's not the onesie-twosie of sin. It's the lifestyle which is spoken of here. It's not the one Oreo cookie that makes you fat. It is the lifestyle of Oreos which makes you a slave. You need rest from the control, and they need the rest from being controlled. Jesus said, "I am the door." He also said, "I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your soul." Wouldn't it be sweet to have rest in your mind and heart by actually taking God's promises to heart? Are we going to believe God or not? Is he God or not? If yes, then I think we should act like it.
Harsh. Maybe. But true. Yes. Every day, every time, all the time.
Aren't you weary of the worry and arguing and constant controlling? Now, this is what you want. This is the thing you've been looking for. Go through the door. Christ, and let him do what he does best, which is being God. He's really good at being God, you know. The Lord says in Isaiah that if there were other gods, he would know them, and he doesn't know any. We can't control and threaten someone into doing right actions. You can't choke higher morality out of people. And it does no good to point the leper to their sores. We need their heart to change so it's not an attitude of, I can't drink or smoke, or whatever the temptation is because my mom, dad, husband, or wife will be mad at me, but I won't because I want Jesus more than I want my fleshly passions. Jesus is at your door knocking. Oh, and how often do we think Jesus is at that person's door? I so wish they'd let him in. This isn't about them. This is about you. The Lord could send a law officer to grab you up and put you in jail for all your infractions, but instead, he himself comes and knocks at your door that you would let him into those secret rooms, that it would be your choice, not his mandate. He not only knocks, but he waits, all while you backpedal and fear that if you don't control the situation, then it won't turn out like you dreamed. You need rest, and the only real way to get what you so desperately need is to go through the door, Jesus, and let him be God. He does it very well, better than anyone, ever, for all time.